perhaps you know, the Russian Orthodox Church has cut off all relationships with us. 16 of the 38 Anglican provinces have cut off relationship with us, or have said, you know, we're not in communion with you, or communion is impaired. And a number of others are saying we're going to wait and see what the Archbishop of Canterbury's commission is going to say before we make a decision. There are upwards of 20 archbishops leading the provinces of the Anglican Communion that have said they're very concerned about this and have given indication that they're not going along with it. So it is a crisis. Anybody who says it isn't a crisis doesn't understand what's happening. Part of the crisis is if Gene Robinson were a priest in this diocese, I would refer him for a canonical trial for conduct unbecoming a priest and immoral behavior. And I believe he'd be deposed. And now he's a bishop of the church. There's a disconnect in there somewhere.
What has this meant for members of the church in your diocese? Have you seen an impact from the actions of last summer's General Convention?
Absolutely. A number of people have quit. A lot more have raised questions and have said that they will quit if something doesn't happen that's appropriate in their mind. A lot of people are withholding money. Money's being redirected from the national church by a lot of dioceses, including the Diocese of Springfield. So, yeah, there's a lot of bad stuff going on.
Well, what's your message then by becoming part of this network to those members of your diocese who are unhappy?
Well, I think our responsibility as Christians is to stand and witness no matter what the cost. For me, this is kind of a logical way to proceed. I may not agree with the final product, but that remains to be seen. I certainly am hopeful. I think it's an appropriate way to respond to this crisis.
So for those in your diocese who you fear may be giving up in the Episcopal Church because of the actions on homosexuality, what do you say to them now?
Don't give up yet. And the church was never built on people who left. Only on people who stayed, stood, and witnessed, no matter what the cost.
And at the same time, what do you say to Episcopalians on the other side of the argument?
I understand where they're coming from, because as a human being, a person who is influenced by this culture, I understand it completely. But it's not a Christian value. Christian value is sex outside of marriage, of a man and a woman, fall short of the standard that God sets for his people, period. Now, the church can debate that and even change that, but it hasn't yet. And until that time happens, to proceed with legitimizing something that is seen as immoral is inappropriate.